Tzav Kelem Perichov Ches Mishnah Beis Pachas Mishloisha Ashloisha. If you have a beget that's less than 3 Tzvachim by 3 Tzvachim, 3 Tzvachim by 3 Tzvachim is the minimum size for a beget to be Makaba Tumas Meder. So this beget, which is less than that size, would not be Makaba Tumas Meder. But it's bigger than Gimel Tzvos by Gimel Tzvos, so it could be Makaba other Tumas. Shehitzkinu Lefuk Bo Et Amercha Lenaya Bo Et Akhtera Lekaneach Bo Et Herichayim. This beget has been adopted to be used to either stuff the drain of a bathhouse or to be used as a pot holder when you want to transfer the contents of the pot or to clean off a mill. The beget is being used for one of these usages. Bein muchan, bein she'ena muchan, tamei, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Whether the beget is muchan, prepared and ready to be used, or whether it's not muchan, not prepared and ready to be used, in either case, the beget is mekabel tumah according to Rabbi Eliezer, since the beget has a minimum shear of 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. Now, what's considered muchan and what's considered ain't a muchan? I'm a fortunate split. Muchan is referring to a case where you put it on a hook. That's called muchan, ready to be used. And ain't a muchan is referring to a case where you put it behind a door. That's called ain't a muchan, not prepared and ready to be used. In both cases, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the beged retains its status as a kli that's makabel tumah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, bein min ha-muchan, bein she'ina min ha-muchan tahar. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says whether the beged is muhan that you put it on the hook, or whether it's in a muhan you put it behind the door, in both cases it's tar, it's not makabel tumah. Now, even though the beged has a minimum size to be makabel tumah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, this beged, since it's being used for the usages that we mentioned above, that these are not important usages. So therefore, the only way this beged would be makabel tumah is that you stored it in a box. If you stored it in a box, it's obvious that you want this beged and you're going to use it again for the usages that it's being used. But if you put it on a hook or you put it behind the door, in these cases, since the beged is not being used for important usages, you might not use it again. It's not considered a beged, and therefore, it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, min ha-muchan tamei, she'ena min ha-muchan tar. Rabbi Akiva takes the middle road. He says that if the beged is muchan that you put on a hook, then it would be makabel tumah, which is a shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But if the beged is not muchan, that it was put behind the door, in such a case he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that it's tar, that it's not makabel tumah, as even though the beged has a minimum size, but since it's not being used for important usages and it was put behind the door, you're probably not going to use it again, so therefore, it's not makabel tumah, it's not considered a kli. Somebody who makes a bandit. Bamba beged, bamba or tahira. Whether he made it from a beged, a piece of cloth, or an or a piece of leather, the beged of the or of tar is no longer makabel tumah. The way it was done, you take a beged or an or, put an ointment on it, then wrap it around the wound. It's no longer makabel tumah, even if the beged of the or has a minimum size to be makabel tumah. The reason being is that when it's used for an aspalonis, it's no longer fit to be used for the normal usage of a beged or or, so therefore, it would not be makabel tumah. Rabbi Yezi Oimer, ala or tar. Rabbi Yezi said, if the aspalonis was made a la or on a piece of leather, it would be tar, it wouldn't be makabel tumah. As opposed to, if a beged was used for the aspalonis, the beged would continue to be makabel tumah. Now, the pshat in Rabbi Yezi is not clear. The Mephorshim say, if anything, the opposite should be true, as we'll see in the next case of the Mishnah. So therefore, many, many Mephorshim omit this part of the Mishnah, and they say we should not be garis in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yezi Oimer, ala or tar, it should not be included in the Mishnah. Melugma, the beged tahira, uva or tmei. A melugma is also a bandage. Instead of putting an ointment on it, you take flour and fix, chew it up, put it on the wound, and then wrap it with a baguette or an oar. If a baguette is used for the melugma, then it's tar, no longer makabel tumah, since it's no longer fit to be used for the normal usage of a baguette. But if an oar is used for the melugma, it will continue to be makabel tumah. As an oar that's used for a melugma, after taking off the wound, it's still fit to be used for the regular usage of an oar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Apa Beged Tmeya, Bipnei Shehinin Eret. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that even a beged that's used for a melugma continues to be makabel tumah because it could be shaken off. The chemical maintainer that's used for the melugma could be shaken off the beged after you take the beged off the wound. So therefore, since the beged can still be used for the normal usage of a beged, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the beged continues to be makabel.